Welcome back to another episode of Arnold's Pump Club. This is a special version of the podcast. We won't have the normal three items, but I do want to share an important story. But first, I wanted to let you know that we just launched a brand new website. Visit arnoldspumpclub.com to check it out. We made it easier to find all our articles, the podcast, and we have a brand new store. This includes new t-shirt designs, hoodies, and medallions that serve as a reminder to be useful and stay hungry. Check it all out at arnoldspumpclub.com. The team worked so hard on this for months, and the new site is truly fantastic. Yesterday was Thanksgiving for all of our American subscribers. People usually eat a lot of food and then feel bad about it. There's no need for this. Whether it's Thanksgiving or any holiday, I wanted to let you off the hook and let you know it's perfectly okay to go wild. And I wanted to tell you about my first Thanksgiving and why it is so important to me. Moved to America in 1968, just before the holidays. I had no idea what Thanksgiving was. I learned quickly. One of the guys I trained with, Bill Drake, found out I had no plans. He told me I had to come to his parents' house, and I had my first ever Thanksgiving dinner. They treated me like I was part of their family, even though I barely spoke English and had a few language screw-ups at the meal that were very funny. Around that same time, the guys at the gym found out I lived in an apartment with basically nothing. Then, like a strange group of really buff, shirtless elves, they showed up one after the other. Pillows, sheets, utensils, plates, a black and white TV, and a wooden clock radio I keep by my bed today as a reminder of the kindness I found here. They brought me everything I needed. That's why I give back every year around this time and donate turkeys and toys and hand them out at the Hollenbeck Center in Eastleigh, and why I still have some of the gym crew over for Thanksgiving if they don't have anywhere to go. I know what it meant to me. You never know what it means to someone to offer them a meal or really anything that shows you care. Thanksgiving is about more than eating delicious food and lying on the couch, which is why I want you to know that I'm thankful for all of you. There are almost 600,000 of us in this village. Every day, we are filling the world with more positive people who know that there are plenty of problems in the world, but we won't solve them by being angry and complaining about them. I can't believe the positivity I see every day in the replies to this email, and I am still in shock when I look at the Pump Apps community, even after we opened it to all of you in the newsletter village, and see that there still hasn't been a single negative comment. We have never had to use our power to delete anything. What other app could say that? We are proving that positivity can work online. That's because of the positivity of all of you lifting yourselves and each other. So thank you. Truly, it's so special to see. Now, I am giving you a free pass for all the celebrations to come. Don't hold yourself back. Eat that pie. The reason we are healthy almost every day is so that we can let go on special days. Remember that. We aren't living lives of subtraction. We've added health and fitness to our lives so that we can also add some ice cream or mashed potatoes without guilt. Let go a little bit. Your healthy diet will be waiting for you. Just remember it is there, and don't let a day or a weekend turn into a month of saying, Arnold gave me a free pass. This is what balance is all about and how we find happiness and enjoyment while still working to be our best. That's it for today's episode. I created this podcast because I believe that fitness is for everyone. So I'm using the power of machines to help me deliver news, information, and support that will make you healthier. I am not a cybernetic organism, but I do have an important mission: to build the positive corner of the internet and lift up the world. There's too much negativity online, and I want this podcast to give you the support you need to become a little bit better. I want to thank our editors-in-chief, Adam Bornstein and Daniel Ketchel, who helped me with this podcast and our daily newsletter, as well as our producers, Pen Name Consulting. We value all your feedback, and the three of us are here to support you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. We love hearing from you. Together, we have the strength to lift up the world.